We showed great character, I think, from that moment on, you know, and I'm not looking at too many Cardiff chances. I think they worked their chance very, very, very well. It was very early in the game, and you have to get a response from the team. We certainly got that response. There's no doubt about that. But what we've got to be able to do is we've got to be able to turn that possession and that dominance in the game into goal-scoring opportunities and ultimately goals. And we wasn't able to do that.
How concerned are you about that, Chris?
No, I think first and foremost, you want to be playing at a level that allows you to have opportunities. So that we are certainly doing at the moment. And it's, I suppose, goals at the end of it gives us everything. And I think you also have to accept and appreciate that you're still working hard to be as good as you can as a team. And there are still going to be areas, you know, if I'm looking at what we have up front, we've chose to go 4-4-2 this season, which means a big demand on two front players. If it's a lack of goals from, you know, them or either one, they're certainly putting in a good enough stint for the team. That's the balances we've got to try and get right.
Everyone talks about midfielders scoring goals. You've got one who's scoring goals, Dale Stevens, with his third of the season.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was outstanding today. Box to box, great energy levels, and another good goal for him. Really pleased for Dale, because he's one that had a tough time last season, of course, with the injury. Took a little while to get back, but he's certainly at the top of his game at the moment.
You spoke, Chris, pre-match about the threat from Kenwyn Jones. He barely had a kick. I mean, you changed things around at the back, bringing Lewis Duncan.
Well, my decision to bring Duncan was probably twofold. He did very well against Kenwyn Jones at Cardiff last season, but at this moment we've got with Connor Goldman we've got four what I regard as very good centre halves, and sometimes you have to manoeuvre around a little bit, you know, change them for certain games, and that was my choice today, and I thought we handled him very well.
You elected to bring in Solly March today. What did you make of his performance? Because it seemed to be, you know, first and second half, there's a huge difference between the performances.
Well, I thought he came on to a good game in that first half. I thought he didn't start so well, but this is a player that's certainly played far more on that right hand side than he has on that left hand side. So it took him a little while to get into his stride. And of course, when you're that type of player, when you're a winger, you're waiting for the game to open up a little bit. And what Cardiff did do in the early phases is that they kept a very tight unit, very difficult for him. But as the game opened up, I thought he very much came onto his own.
Still unbeaten though, 10 games gone, Chris. Looking at the table tonight, I think there's 12 teams covered now by 7 points. A lot of the big names are up there. How do you see Albion now with these 10 games gone and international break now looming?
You can't ask any more. At this moment, we're still the top of the division. You can't ask any more than that. And I think if you're, you know, analysing games and you're trying to be the best you can, we can look at the last few games, and in the three draws we, you know, certainly could have won two of them, but you know, you can lose games as well, and certainly in my time here last season we're certainly getting some points that we perhaps wouldn't have done last year.
You spoke before the game as well about the support away from home, those two long trips to Wolves and then to Bolton. A season's best today, Chris, over 26,000.
Yes, and I think that's an indication of the support that we have, the loyal support that we have, but also I think the fact that they're quite liking what they're seeing at the moment. And after two long away days, which is normal, okay, for our supporters, which is delighted to be at home. They've got a break now, and I think we're at home next on, I think, Tuesday fortnight. But I thought they were excellent for us again.
Chris, thanks for joining us.
Chris Hughton speaking to Adrian Harms. They're live in the tunnel here at the Amex. Listening to that was Warren, but also first let's get a quick word with Bill. We were hearing from him just before we heard from Chris Hughton. He always gives an honest opinion, and he can't really have any complaints about his side there, he says, Bill.